I mean, it felt like a huge yes from the universe that I was doing the right thing. Like, it didn't feel like I was constantly having to like work so hard just to get what I really wanted. It felt easier and it just felt right.
You're listening to The Solopreneur Hustle, a podcast that teaches you how to build a successful solo business while maintaining a balanced and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Nia Lewis, a business coach based in Charleston, South Carolina. The Solopreneur Hustle has a members-only Patreon community where you can connect with solopreneurs like yourself, chat with me about all things business, and get access to exclusive bonus episodes every single week. Visit patreon.com/thesolopreneurhustle or click the link below in the description for this episode to join our exclusive community for as little as $5 a month. You can also text business to 31996 to receive our monthly solopreneur newsletter that's jam-packed with business tips. All right, let's jump into this week's episode. Hey, y'all. Welcome to episode 55 of the Solopreneur Hustle podcast. First of all, thank you guys for tuning in and listening each week. I really, really appreciate the feedback you guys send me about episodes that resonate with you. And I also really enjoy listening to your reviews. If you haven't yet, go ahead and leave me a review on the Apple Podcast app for the Solopreneur Hustle podcast. And before I jump into today's content, I do have a quick announcement. So I've recently launched a Patreon account for the Solopreneur Hustle podcast where you can gain access to 4 bonus episodes per month, in addition to a live Zoom call with solopreneur listeners. You'll have access to behind the scenes footage of what it's like producing this podcast, in addition to digital downloads for video tutorials and lots of other resources that can help benefit your business and help you grow your business and, again, maintain a balanced and fulfilling life in entrepreneurship. So I am going to leave the link down below to become a member of this Patreon community to support the Solopreneur Hustle podcast. I create this content to support you. So by becoming a member of our community, you're supporting what I do. So you can join our Patreon membership club, is what I call it, for as little as $5 a month. For as little as $5 a month, you'll get a bonus episode every single week. So if you really like listening to the Solopreneur Hustle, this is a great opportunity to get even more content and value to help you with your business. For as much as $12 a month, you'll not only get those free bonus episodes, you'll also get a digital download every month. You'll get a private community to ask questions and connect with other solopreneurs. You'll have opportunities to promote your business to our community of solopreneurs, our community of boss women. And of course, you'll join me on a live Zoom call once a month. So click the link down below to join our Patreon community of solopreneurs to get access to bonus content every single week. And let me know if you have any questions about joining. Okay, so on to today's content. I'm starting a new series this week called, well, I'm calling them my Solopreneur Diaries. So these are really just going to be like reflections of things that I've learned through my journey in entrepreneurship and kind of a reflection of how I've grown and different lessons that I've learned. So this week, the theme is going to be giving yourself space to evolve. So evolving has been a huge part of my journey in entrepreneurship so far. Now, in these Solopreneur Diaries, I'm going to share what the topic means to me, how it's impacted me. I'm going to kind of be interviewing myself. And then at the end of this diary, this journal entry that I'm verbally sharing with you guys, I'm going to share some tips for how you can overcome or grow or learn or find value in wherever you are in your journey, in your experience in entrepreneurship, if you can relate to any of what I share in these Solopreneur Diaries. So I'm going to share my reflection, my journey, taking an inner look at what I experience relating to the theme each week. And then I'm going to give you a space to also do that reflection and figure out whether or not this relates to you in your life and how you can grow in this same way. So here we go. So with today's topic being giving yourself a space to evolve, I've just kind of been reflecting lately on how me as an entrepreneur, how Nia the entrepreneur has evolved over time since I first kind of got my toe wet in entrepreneurship. And I've also been thinking about how my business has evolved over time. So I'm going to start here with sharing how I got my start in entrepreneurship. I know a lot of you listening have been rocking with me since the very beginning, but I do know that I also have a lot of new listeners here. So if you haven't creeped on my life and learned about how I got here, I'm going to share a little bit about my background and what led me to entrepreneurship. So I took kind of a traditional path in life, graduating from high school and going to college. I thought I wanted to work some sort of corporate job in corporate America. I thought I wanted to be in business in some capacity, maybe a consultant or something like that. Eventually, I landed in an HR internship position that would have probably turned into a full-time job after I graduated from college. So I went to college, I majored in business administration, switched my major to communication, and then minored in business admin. I was working in HR. I thought that's what I wanted to do when I graduated. And then I quickly realized in working that internship more or less full time the summer before my senior year of college that it really wasn't for me. I kind of felt miserable being tied to a desk. And so while I was in college, I got my feet wet in entrepreneurship. So by trade, I'm a cosmetologist. So in high school, I earned my cosmetology license through a tech school program that was like linked to my high school. I was able to get my cosmetology license for free during this dual enrollment program. And so when I went to college, I was dabbling in cosmetology, which allowed me to get my feet wet in entrepreneurship. Salon professionals, hairstylists, cosmetologists, they're really entrepreneurs. Whether you work in someone's salon or not, you have your own clients and you are an entrepreneur. So I was doing hair in college and I also was selling hair extensions, and I had created a reputation for myself on campus as like the go-to person to get a sew-in weave and to get a wig. And so I had built a little baby business slinging bundles out of my dorm room in college. So by the time it came to my senior year and I realized that I did not want to work a corporate job, I didn't want to work for anybody, and I definitely didn't want to work a 9-to-5 job, I took a step back and had to figure out what I was going to do with my life after I graduated that made sense. So at that time, this was December of 2016, I decided that I was going to go full force with my cosmetology business, focusing on selling hair extensions and making custom wigs. I was going to do that full time. And then I had an interest in social media marketing, utilizing my background in communication from my studies in college. And so I thought I was going to be a serial entrepreneur. I was going to have this cosmetology business. And then I was also going to do social media marketing for other small businesses, because I was doing social media marketing for myself already. So I said, you know, why not make some extra money doing social media for other businesses. So that is kind of where I started 5 years ago. Almost 5 years ago at this point, I was a social media marketer and I made custom wigs and I was selling hair extensions. My business was called Reflections Hair Boutique. I started that business in 2014. I did it part-time in college and I ran that business all the way through 2017. My social media marketing business was called Social Savvy, and I also ran that business from around 2016 to 2018. That's in a nutshell how I became an entrepreneur, how being an entrepreneur came about for me. That evolution process from being in college and it being expected of me to use the degree I had gotten into so much debt for. After I graduated, I mean, it was a lot of pressure, feeling like I was wasting my education by graduating from college just to not even get a full-time job and to hustle to make money for myself running my business. I mean, now I see so much value in taking that leap of faith and going for it full force without fear. But in the moment, it was a lot of pressure. It was very scary, not knowing what my fate was going to be, kind of taking a route that was more risky than just getting a full-time job. So that was really hard. I experienced a lot of grief at that stage in my journey in entrepreneurship, kind of grieving the dream I had for my life and focusing on what my gut was telling me to do instead of that. So I was kind of putting behind me everything that everyone said I should do, everything that made sense for me at the time. At that time, I feel like the job market was pretty hot. A lot of my peers were getting full-time jobs at different communication firms. And then there was Nia, who had no jobs lined up and no I had no intention of even applying for any jobs. And I was out here trying to promote myself to small businesses in my area so that they could hire me to do their social media. And I was also promoting my hair extension and wig business on social media as well. So at that time, I kind of just felt lost, but I had a sense of direction in terms of the fact that I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. So how has my business evolved over time since then? Well, now selling hair extensions and making wigs is not my primary focus. The reason why I kind of stepped away from that being my full-time thing was that I didn't want to be working all the time. I now have incorporated so many streams of passive income into my business that I don't have to be working 24/7. When I was making wigs all the time, that required me to be working 8+ hours a day. And if I wasn't working and I wasn't making wigs and I wasn't selling products and I wasn't promoting those sales, then I wasn't making any money. So I didn't want my business to be something that I had to be behind the screen working all the time to make money. I wanted to be able to make money in my sleep. And to do that, I had to shift focus and start building out streams of passive income. Now, in addition to that wig making business, I also eventually stepped away from doing the social media management and consulting for small businesses because that, again, required me to constantly be updating clients, that required me to constantly be meeting with clients, that required me to constantly be posting on social media for other people, and having to constantly work and constantly have something to do really just stressed me out, to be honest with you guys. So I stepped away from both of those commitments, and that process of evolving from what I thought, like at that time, I thought that my destiny was to make custom wigs for people full time. I loved it. It was something that made me feel good to do. I mean, I love making people feel good and just transforming how they looked through wig services. I loved helping small businesses grow through social media management and helping them build out their audience and their community. But what I realized is that having to work 8 hours a day doing social media management and shipping out orders and creating custom wigs, like having to have my hands in something, having people to answer to every day, wasn't a good fit for me. So if you're out there listening and you're just feeling miserable in working 8 hours a day, I'm here to tell you, you're not alone. I think we're programmed to think that we should be working from sun up to sundown every day. But for me, that just wasn't a good fit for my life. I love creating, but having to constantly like answer inquiries and reach out to people and all this stuff like that stressed me out. It just wasn't for me. And so I had to give myself a space to listen to my body and really do some reflection and think about what would be a better fit for me in terms of how I could use these gifts that I have to still make a difference in the world, just not in the way that I was using them at the time. So what I realized here is that it's not really about what our talents are. It's about what we do with our talents and our gifts. And so at the time, I was using my talents and my gifts to help customers directly. And I realized that I could do the same thing as opposed to like making wigs myself. I could teach people how to make wigs. I could make the same amount of money
and not have to be the person making the wigs. And so I saw the bigger picture there. I was like, you know, I could teach people how to use social media without being the person behind the screen doing social media for people. And so as opposed to having this employee mindset, I started to develop more of a CEO mindset where I wasn't the person doing the work. I wanted to be the person teaching people how to do the work. I wanted to be setting the example for how people should be doing the work. So I then shifted my focus at that time. I listened to my body. I said, okay, maybe education, maybe being the educator about these skills that I have is going to be a better fit for me. Maybe this will make me feel less stressed. Like at the time I was experiencing anxiety, I had like my email inbox was just like a mess. I wasn't able to keep up with my clients. My business was starting to fall by the wayside. I felt like I was slipping into like a depression because I had so much on my plate that I just couldn't keep up with it. I felt like a failure. And this is all because I wasn't using my gifts in a way that worked for my life, because I was programmed to think I was supposed to be hustling all the time, working 9 to 5. I thought I should be up to my neck in work. And I thought in order to be a successful entrepreneur, this is just what it has to be. And that wasn't the case at all. Like when you're walking in your purpose and you're using your gifts to their greatest capacity, it should feel good. It shouldn't feel stressful. You know, it should feel, you shouldn't feel like resistance. And so anyways, I found a different way to use my gifts. I started coaching. I started educating. I started doing online webinars. I started my YouTube channel. I started this podcast. And then all of a sudden, my whole world changed. And I started really in my gut feeling like I was on the right path. It was like the universe was telling me yes. If I had never had the courage to shift and evolve and change my focus, and if I had stayed in the like what I was doing, working with customers and clients and like all these products, if I'd continued doing that, I would have never given myself the opportunity to evolve and to grow and to become who I am today. So it definitely takes courage to make that decision to do something different, to leave everything you've worked for up to that point behind. That takes a lot of courage. But to make a long story short, what I'm doing right now is not what I expected to be doing when I decided I wanted to be an entrepreneur full time. What I'm doing now is not what I thought was in the cards for me. I didn't know that this podcast would be something that would work. This podcast has had its own evolutionary process since I started it. I didn't know if my YouTube channel would work. I didn't know if people would want to hire me as a business coach. I didn't know if people would see value in what I had to offer the world. But what's really interesting about this process of shifting focus and having the courage to try something new is that when I was doing my hair extension stuff and when I was doing social media marketing, it really felt like an uphill battle to achieve the success I desired. So when I was trying to drum up business and find clients, it really just always felt like an uphill battle. I would always get doors closed in my face. I was getting a lot of no's. At a lot of points, I felt like a failure. I was experiencing a lot of lows. I wasn't making the money I thought I deserved. And so when I shifted focus and started doing something new and started this podcast and started coaching and started offering educational resources for entrepreneurs and started doing webinars and classes and all the things I do now, it felt like a yes from the universe. Like it didn't feel like an uphill battle. I was getting support from strangers and I never had that with my other business. I felt like I would have to bug people for them to shop with me sometimes. Random people would reach out to me and tell me that I inspired them. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I don't even have my life together. How am I inspiring somebody? I'm just trying to figure all this out. It felt like a huge yes from the universe that I was doing the right thing. Like it didn't feel like I was constantly having to like work so hard just to get what I really wanted. It felt like easier and it just felt right. And so if you're experiencing a place of resistance where you are right now and nothing seems to be working out, maybe it's time to take a step back and think about whether or not you're using your gifts and your passions in a way that is best fitting for the life you desire. At the time, I knew that I was good at making wigs. I knew that social media, I knew I was good at that. I knew that I had a talent for marketing and content creation, but how I was using those talents was not serving my life in the best way it could serve my life. So now what I do full time, I host this podcast. I also have a YouTube channel. I coach entrepreneurs and I also offer educational resources for solopreneurs. So that is how I've shifted my focus and all of the skills that I was previously using to support individual clients, like day to day doing social media management, marketing services, even the cosmetology services I used to offer. I educate cosmetologists about those things now as well. So all of the skills I was previously using to offer services, I now offer educational resources so other entrepreneurs can offer those services themselves. So when I made this transition from being the service provider to being the educator, it kind of felt like I was starting all over. I was nervous about it. I felt like I had worked so hard in my journey in entrepreneurship up to that point, and it kind of felt like I was throwing everything away and starting over. But I realized in that process that I actually wasn't starting over. In that new season, everything that I learned about how to be an entrepreneur and how to run my business, and even the mistakes I made, I was able to apply to this new season, which I felt made me stronger, more powerful, more equipped to handle the new situations that were thrown at me. So making a change is not necessarily starting over. Because you started with something that already puts you ahead of somebody who hasn't had the courage to even get off the couch and do something yet. So don't be afraid of change just because it just kind of feels like you're throwing everything away. You're really not. It might feel like it in the moment, but once you get out there, you'll see that the experience you have from your past is in more way, it's going to be more applicable to your new experiences and more ways than you realize. So that's one thing that I also realized in making this transition. Evolving is scary. Switching focus and doing something new, if that's what needs to happen in our lives, is scary. But for me, it's something that I have to regularly welcome into my life in order to grow and eventually reach my greatest potential. Now, I'm not saying regularly evolve, switch career paths every month, but I've switched career paths and I'm doing some different things now, but even still in this season that I'm in right now as a coach and a content creator, I'm still evolving. I'm learning new things every day. I'm becoming more efficient at what I do. And so this evolutionary process for me in my career is never ending. While I'm not making drastic changes right now, I'm still growing in who I am as an entrepreneur. And so I'm learning to welcome change as opposed to like being resistant to it. So I want to share some tips based on my experience that may help you to work through change and evolution in your journey in entrepreneurship. My first tip here is simply to just be open to change. Sometimes we're so comfortable in what we're doing in our day-to-day lives that we don't even consider change. But there are many times some situations where things aren't exactly how we want them to be, but we're too lazy to change because we're comfortable. So really reflect and think about whether or not your life looks like how you envisioned it would look. And if it doesn't, maybe it is time to make a change. Maybe it's time to do something different, even if it's just a small change. But be open to it if it comes to be that change is something that might be good for you. My second tip here is to go with your gut, even if it feels scary. For a long time, I made myself miserable in my business, forcing myself to continue to do the social media marketing and to continue to focus on selling hair extensions and wigs and making that my full-time thing, because I just thought that's what I should be doing. And I had so much money and time and resources invested in those businesses. And I also had people, clients depending on me. And so I'll talk about guilt in a second, but I was making myself feel guilty about choosing
myself first. And I knew that my body and my gut was telling me that it was time to shift focus and do something different to allow myself to reach my greatest potential. But unfortunately, I made myself feel so guilty that I was letting my clients down by essentially canceling contracts and moving on. I made myself feel guilty about that, so much so that I stayed in something that wasn't serving me or my life or my pockets anymore even. So go with your gut, even if it feels scary, and listen to your body. Sometimes you have to do things that you dread in order to move on to something else. I really dreaded having those conversations with my clients about the fact that I was moving on and having to essentially fire them to move on with my life and give myself space to evolve and do something new. I dreaded those conversations. They were hard, and my stomach still drops a little bit thinking about how awkward those conversations were for me. I hate quitting things. It's just something I've always had a difficult time with, but in my gut, I knew it was time to move on, and I stayed stuck in something that I could have very easily washed my hands of because I was stubborn, really. So go with your gut, even if it feels scary, and listen to what your mind, body, and soul, even what your body physically is telling you. Just listen to it. My third tip here is to be patient with yourself and your life. So things won't take off in 2 days, maybe not even in 6 months. It may take you a year to get the results you really want. So if you do have to make a change and you decide to evolve and try something new, be patient with how long it takes for whatever you're doing to take off or get any sort of success. And also be patient with yourself in terms of how long it takes you to really figure out what you want to do. It's taken me upwards of like 4 years to even really mesh with like what my purpose is. I'm to a point right now where I feel like my day-to-day life, everything that I'm doing feels like I'm walking in my purpose, but it wasn't always like that. For a long time, it was as if there were a few things I was doing that I really enjoyed, and I had other things on my plate that I felt like I had to do just to make ends meet because that's just where I was. So be patient. Your everyday life may not look exactly how you want it to look right now or even next year, but get into a habit of slowly evolving and shifting and making the majority of your life as time goes on more and more and more of what feels good. You shouldn't have to do things that you hate every day, but you may not be able to do all of what you love all at once. So if, for example, you work a full-time job and you know your business is your passion, maybe shift to doing what you're doing now at your job part-time so that you can also focus on your business part-time. You may not be able to do your business full-time just yet, but why stay at a job full-time that you hate when you can focus on that part-time to make ends meet and pay your bills and do your business part-time until your business gets to a place where you can do it full-time? So if you have to do like evolve in such a way where you have to be patient with how things are turning out and do things little by little, do that. My next tip here is to not overthink or talk yourself out of opportunities that spark your interest just because it's something different. So sometimes things just don't make sense, but just because it doesn't make sense doesn't mean you shouldn't try it. Like for me, doing social media marketing, pursuing entrepreneurship full-time right out of college didn't necessarily make sense for me at the time. It didn't make sense financially. It didn't make sense logically. I had student loans to pay. I had rent. I had all these bills, but I did it anyways, and it worked out, and it's been working out ever since. So sometimes it will not make sense, but you have to do it anyways if that's what your gut is telling you to do. So don't overthink it. Think about it for 3 seconds and just do it and just try it. I know that's easier said than done, especially if you have a whole family and, you know, people depending on you, but it doesn't have to be like a drastic change, like you're going to quit your job and do entrepreneurship full time. If you have an itch to try something new for your business, whether it's a new stream of income or if it's a new business idea, just try it. Stop overthinking it. Make time for it and just do it. And more than anything, you have to be consistent with it or you'll never see the results you want. So if you're going to take this leap of faith and do something and not overthink it and not talk yourself out of it, Do it, go full force for it, and be consistent. And my last tip here is to avoid guilt tripping yourself if you choose to switch focus. Me guilt tripping myself about letting people down, that's what I felt like quitting my businesses was doing. Like, I had loyal clients and I felt like moving on from these businesses was letting people down. And I've just felt really guilty about it. But putting this guilt on myself initially caused me to hold on to a part of my life that was no longer serving me, which really, really brought me down and limited what I could give to the world. Like, it kept me small, making myself feel guilty like this. And so we have to let go. But if we do let go, we can't make ourselves feel guilty about it. We have to let go and trust that we've made the right decision and trust that what's for us is for us, regardless of how anything turns out. So if you're going to take a leap of faith, do it and go all in instead of having one foot in and one foot out back here feeling guilty. And if you do feel that guilt and it's something that you just can't shake, like it's something that it's just, you just can't shake it. Sometimes that happens to me. Like, I try my best not to let my emotions get the best of me when I make different decisions about what I'm going to do for my business. I just have to drag those negative feelings along and keep going anyways, like kind of like having on a shackle. You know, you still have to get to where you need to go, but you have that shackle that you just have to drag along with you regardless, because you know that you need to do what you need to do. And so I got to a point where I knew it was hard and I felt the guilt, and I just said, listen, I know I feel like this, but I just have to do what I know I need to do anyways and just drag this guilt along with me until I prove to myself that I made the right decision, that things are going to work out. And then eventually the feelings start to disappear once you see that your life is actually better as a result of whatever decision you've made. So that's my last tip. I want to give you a space to reflect on what I've shared. So just to recap, the ideas I've given you that I think may help you with evolution in your life and in your business as an entrepreneur based on what I've experienced. One, be open to change. Two, go with your gut and listen to your body, even if it feels scary. Three, be patient with yourself and your life. Four, don't overthink. Don't talk yourself out of opportunities just because it's not making sense. The next tip was to not guilt trip yourself. And then don't hold on to what no longer serves you. All right, that is all I have for you guys today. I hope these tips were helpful for you. I hope I wasn't rambling. This is more like a diary entry. So I was kind of just sharing how I felt and my reflection on what evolution has meant for me in my life as an entrepreneur, just to give you guys a little bit of a sneak peek for what's coming next week. Next week, I'm going to be having a conversation with an entrepreneur by the name of Cynthia Pong. Cynthia Pong is a feminist career strategist. She helps women of color navigate their careers, whether it's in entrepreneurship or corporate America. And she's going to give us tips about how to negotiate with power, how to negotiate like a boss. Many times when we're experiencing change in our journeys in entrepreneurship, that's going to come with a conversation about money, whether or not we're acquiring new clients, pitching ourselves to other businesses, sharing our new rates with our customers. All of this involves a little bit of negotiation, figuring out what our value is, what we're worth, and how to ask for what we're worth. And sometimes that's hard. So we're going to talk a little bit about negotiation. We're also going to talk about how to manage these changes in our lives and entrepreneurs as it pertains to our careers. So at one time or another, we will experience career changes in whatever we're doing in our businesses. So Cynthia is going to give us some tips about how to evolve in our careers with purpose, with excellence, and also how to do some negotiation along the way so that we are earning what we deserve in all that we do. As always, I'm a resource to you. If you need help with your business and you have a sense that I'm the right person to speak to, I would be more than happy to schedule a business strategy call with you so we can talk through what's going on with you and your business and I can answer any questions you have. The link to schedule a business strategy session is down below in the description for this episode in the show notes. Also, don't forget to check out our new Patreon account for the Solopreneur Hustle, where you'll have access to bonus episodes, behind the scenes footage, group chats, all types of cool resources that I think will really enhance your experience here as a part of our Solopreneur Hustle community. So connect with me through one of those ways, whether it's through a strategy call or in our Patreon membership community. And with that, I'll talk to you guys next week. Hey y'all, thanks for listening to this week's episode. Stay connected in between episodes by texting business to 31996. You'll receive our business tip of the week and you'll also get our monthly solopreneur newsletter. We also have a private membership group that you can join to access group chats and bonus episodes every week. Visit patreon.com/thesolopreneurhustle or click the link below in the description for this episode to join our community. I hope you have a great week and thank you for supporting the Solopreneur Hustle podcast.